Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, buddy. How are you?
Burnt.
Well, fair. It's actually sunny here in Indiana.
Yep.
Fun times.
It's almost like we got, you know, a week or two of spring, and then, you know, summer just kind of punched us in the gut.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. It is what it is. But hey, guess what? We're recording in the same room again.
Yes, we are.
Quarantine is kind of almost over.
Plus, I mean, we've had enough contact with each other where if one of us has got something, the other could have it.
Too.
So, like,
yeah, it really, it's
because they say that, you know, it lasts for, you know, like 60 days in a on paper and cardboard.
Or
some crazy shit like that.
Well, I know it was like 14 days.
They put a sign up on the board at work that was talking about how long it lasts on certain things. And like, it's like the masks, it lasts for like 90 days.
Huh. Masks that everybody has to wear at work?
Yeah.
Those masks?
Yeah, those masks.
Huh, interesting.
You know, the ones that people are just like taking off and throwing on the ground and then walking away.
Oh, fuck's sakes. Yeah.
I saw a little comic where it was like, I think it was two mice or a rabbit and a raccoon or something like that. They're like using them as parachutes.
That's fun. Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Yep.
The world is just whatever it is.
Thanks. I like this pen.
Yeah. Don't steal my pen.
I'm not. I'm borrowing it.
Okay. You can borrow my pen. Just don't
I'll
steal my pen.
I'll return it, like, at a later date.
It's almost already ending.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, it's not worth borrowing. It's not worth borrowing, then.
Good point. So, today, we... Oh, I've missed this.
Yeah, me too.
We haven't been able to do it because of the app I use. I pay for that stuff, and this one is... This current one is free, so
woo!
When we get to recording in person.
Freedom!
Yeah. Anyway, so we are we're covering Silver Surfer. I was going to say Swamp Thing. No, that's
we're
later.
Covering Slummy Man.
Swamp Thing is later. Now, yeah, we're doing Silver Surfer today. Issues 13 through 18. They were published by Marvel in, and I did not put a year, 1970, I believe. I think it's 1969
and 70.
Yeah.
I think the last half of them were in the 70s.
Okay. That's my bad for not putting the year on here. The
happens.
Writer is Stan Lee. The pencils was done by John Buscema.
I don't know. I'd say Buscema.
I spelt it wrong on my thing. That's my own. Buscema.
Anyways, John B.
I really just... That got away from me. Because hardcore, man. What the fuck? Okay, and Jack Kirby. Inks done by, wow, my handwriting sucks.
Dan Adkins,
okay. Chick Stone and Herb Trimple. Trimp. There's no L. And letters by Sam Rosen. I really was just writing in like Sanskrit, apparently. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
That's all right. If you got that down, I mean. Holy shit, coffee and donuts for 20 cents.
Yeah, that's what happens back in 1970.
I guess.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I need to develop a time machine just so I can go back and save money on buying things.
If that's what you use time machine for, I've got other options that I'm sure you would agree with me, but we won't get on that today.
Yeah, but we can't tell them.
Sure. Anyway, so yeah, do you want to start or do you want...
I'll start.
Ahead.
All right, so we open up on Silver Surfer in a dapper disguise.
One thing I do want to point out is this is the common disguise
of
Marvel
every super,
Marvel comic
yes.
book. Because I think Cap did it, I believe. Captain Marvel, I think, did it.
Yeah.
Well. But like in the MCU, their disguise is a
baseball
cap
and glasses.
Sunglasses.
Yep. But he's got on a pair of sunglasses, a fedora, mm-hmm. and a trench coat. Oh, and gloves,
get,
of course. And
the slacks.
And the slacks, yeah. But he basically looks, other than his, you know, big shiny silver face, he looks like, yeah, every other, you know, costume that superheroes wear in the comics.
Yep, everything they're trying to hide. Huh, I wonder who that is. I'm one of a superhero. No, I don't think it is. It's just some random Joe.
So he's thinking to himself about you know, what's going on with the world, and
apparently, they're oh, sorry, yeah.
I actually prefer the back and forth.
Well, same, but it's just like he's reading newspaper and oops, I'm bleeding. Newspaper and everybody in the background is like, oh, it's how is this possible? What's going to happen to the world? Still have no idea what's going on.
Yep. And so he's, you know, he gets on the subway. Well, he goes to walk through the subway, and like the guy's like, hey, Mac, put your token in the hole. And he's like, oh, fuck that. And he zaps it with his cosmic powers cosmic.
Yeah.
And makes the thing rotate. And the guy's like, he didn't put a coin in there. Should I report this? Nah, I'd lose my job because they'd think I'm a nut.
Or, you know, oh, good job, guy. Good job.
Yeah. So then he's talking to this hippie-looking dude on the subway. On the subway, yeah, subway, and the guy, you know, he's you know, talking about he's speaking of the subway itself, and he's like, you know, will this transport me to a certain place? And the guy's like, don't you speak English? And then he's like, I'm getting out of here. You look weird.
You got a white face.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Anywho. So we actually finally get a look at what he's reading in the Daily Bugle,
mm-hmm.
Which is the UN calls emergency session. Nations attend to discuss the threat of Doomsday Man.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then the back page says world shocked.
Yeah, world shocked, and it's got the shocker right there.
No. But yeah, we got you know, surfers like, I wonder if this has anything to do with that thing I saw on that one island weeks ago. Huh. You know, the one that where they fired on me because I was trespassing in all that airspace? Nah, couldn't be.
No. I don't think it's anything connected to that. I do get that I got to see the whole construction of this weird thing and them moving this creature in. And
well, they didn't see, he just saw the construction of
the dome. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. But no, it has nothing to do with what he saw.
Absolutely not.
Nah.
Because, I mean, that'd just be ridiculous backtracking to foreshadow what's going to happen.
Right, right.
Why would they do that?
Who does that anymore?
Nobody does that.
Not anymore, anyway.
Yeah. So
I have the same issue, anyway.
Yeah, usually we get a, you know, like last
six,
ish. Or,
well, it's like a six-issue lead-up to the whatever. Sorry.
Yeah. But then we get to...
the UN itself.
Yeah. And they've got this guy that's talking about Doomsday Man and what he's capable of, and this doctor that is the guy that made Doomsday Man, or is the one that helped create him?
I believe he helped create him or helped program him.
And
they just say he's been in charge of the project.
Yeah.
So
it goes back, and it's talking about this robot that they made that's supposed to be indestructible and nothing can stop him, and how they're going to make him sentient. And it actually makes me think of Ultron.
A little bit.
But this is the Silver Surfer version.
And Ultron's already been made by now, so yeah. You needed a new person.
Yeah.
A new threat.
But, so they're like, but then we realized that, making him sentient, we couldn't control him, so we had to put him on an island in a cement bunker.
I also like how they get him on the island. They take him through a subway, or a sub.
Yeah.
Submarine, sorry. And then they put him on a dinghy.
Dude, and that is an impressive fucking inflatable raft right there.
That's what I'm like... How is he able to just stand there? Because he's probably made out of metal.
Uh-huh. Heavy as fuck.
Yep.
I mean, you got to think, he probably weighs, you know, a good...
couple tons.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, and if not a couple tons, he weighs at least a grand. You know, he's 1,000 pounds at least.
Yeah.
For as big as he is and for as bulky as he is.
Standing in one place on this rubber boat.
With four other adult males.
Yep.
And this thing is still above water.
Yeah.
Good that's
job,
impressive. Like, dude, that's what they
the
mean.
Best metal ever.
That's what they mean when they talk about things not being built like they used to be.
you're right. You're
but,
right.
But they close him into this bunker, and then don't they try to blow him up?
No, they destroy the remote, this
oh,
giant
that's right.
remote control.
Yeah, this thing is like a foot by a foot and a half controller for this robot.
And they destroy that so
because
that
that'd be the best
the
idea.
Robot can't get out or... No one can control the robot.
Yeah. Because we don't want somebody else to get a hold of this controller and be able to make him do things.
Right, yeah. But there's also things. a sentient being, because it gave him sentience. Yeah, good job, guys.
Yep. So, while the doctor's telling this story, Server's trying to get into the UN meeting, and this cop stops him, and he's like, you know what, fuck you, dude. So he just jumps on, like, he calls his board to him. Nonchalant.
To be my board.
And he jumps on. I love how he's just sitting there with his hands in his pockets, you know, flying up on the... Yeah. Like, it's like almost like he's taking the elevator, you know? And he gets to the window and uses one cosmic thrust to remove the entire window pane. If you guys can't see the picture, but he's actually using his... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, nah. Yeah, he hops in there. He's like, I'm the Silver Surfer. I have come to help. And then, like, the doctor is the only one who's like, I think he can help.
Yeah. And so Surfer's like, all right, well, you come with me. And he jumps on the surfboard with the doctor. And the doctor's like, I can't breathe. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot I was going really fast. And your mere puny mortal lungs can't hold air in.
Humans need air.
It's crazy how that works. So he makes a cosmic force field around him.
Yep. So that he can breathe. Because they're going to go... super fast.
Yeah.
All the way to the island.
And what really gets me is everything that he does is cosmic.
I mean, they have
to... I just dropped a cosmic shit.
I'm going to take a cosmic walk to the refrigerator.
Right?
The cosmic refrigerator. Sorry.
Now that I'm done with my cosmic dinner, it's time to watch my cosmic news. Anyways. So they get to the island. And I love how they get to the island. And
Oh, yes, we forgot to mention the whole point of the UN meeting and why Doomsday Man is now a threat. Apparently, he's been moving around the bunker.
Oh, that's right, inside the bunker. Yeah,
yeah. So that's why the UN is.
Guys, worried. Guys, why'd you leave me in here? It's dark. Guys, is anybody there?
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. But the first thing they say, or that the Silver Surfer says when they get to the island, is we have arrived, because without that. You know, statement, nobody would have ever known that they had landed on the island they needed to be on.
I mean, maybe they're not on the right island. Or maybe they went to like four or five other islands first.
You know which island it is? I don't remember which island it is.
It's like Uncharted 4, where they're trying to find the path to, not Shambhala, that was 2.
I haven't played 4 yet. I have it. I haven't. Oh, I take that. I started playing it. And then I bought something else.
Dudes 4 is my favorite out of the series.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
I played some Crash Bandicoot on it.
So you get to play it twice, actually. You get to play it toward the end of the game, too. So continue.
Anyway, so they get to the island, and for whatever reason, like, Silver Surfer's always just leaving his surfboard at random places.
Well, yeah,
I get that he can call it to him at any time.
And it's one of those things where I think, I don't even want to say no one can steal it. Because no one really does steal it.
Somebody tries.
I mean, I remember a kid hopping on it at one point.
Yeah, there's that too.
We'll see that here in the
next issue. But like, and I get that he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to worry about anybody taking it because he'd literally just be like, call it with my mind and then whoever's on it, you know.
Yeah.
But it takes X amount of time for his surfboard to get back to him.
Yes. He doesn't factor that in.
Exactly.
He doesn't realize that.
And I think it's just because they got tired of drawing it with him.
Well, maybe.
But anyway, so they burrow underneath
the bunker to get out from underground. Yeah, because apparently the
robot's not smart enough to figure out that it could.
Well, no, it was the concrete itself was too thick for anything to get through.
Allegedly. Oh, okay.
Anything short of an atomic bomb, I think is what they said.
Gotcha. But they pop out into the main chamber, and Surfer gets blasted.
Yep.
And then the Doomsday Man, ugh, what a name.
Like, Doomsday is a better name, but...
Exactly. And a better villain, but...
Well, yeah. That's also about 22 years early, or, you know, in the future, before he shows up.
But he picks up the Doctor and, like, starts running away. Well, stomping away, I guess. I don't even know. Like, there's this maybe fight scene esque thing that goes on where the Surfer gets blasted again out of a mouth pistol, and then the Doomsday Man God, the robot just drops the doctor, and walks away with this, what the hell is it? Some kind of ray?
It's a cobalt bomb.
There we go. Wait, cobalt bomb. Why does that sound so familiar?
That happened, it showed up in, I don't know if it was Dr. Strange, if it was,
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Because it had something to do with Happy.
Yes!
Turning him into something. I don't remember what it was.
Some idiotic man that we never see, like, ever again.
Yep.
That's not true. I think we'll see him one more time. But yeah, no, cobalt, I think, is their atomic
stuff. Yeah, it's like better than atomic.
More maybe,
but more pointedly, why was this in the base with Doomsday Man, who is, you know, they're so worried that he's going to destroy the world?
It's almost like this island was just a place that they dumped all their things that they didn't want to mess with anymore. Crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like one of those probably really exists.
Huh. It does. Like Area 51.
No.
Actually, that's not true. It's actually Area 52.
Actually, what it is there's a small island out in the Pacific that they have actually been dumping all their stuff on for centuries.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's so remote that, you know, what are the odds of it? Exactly. Anyways.
But yeah, I think the Doomsday Man grabs the cobalt bomb, this bomb that Surfer had no knowledge of, but this doctor did.
Oh yes, the cobalt bomb, the one we left right there with Doomsday Man, the man who may destroy the world, the bomb that could destroy the planet. Oh.
Thank you, Kronk.
So we put them together.
then he bursts out of this dome and starts
what
walking
city
toward...
What city is he in?
I
don't remember. San Francisco. Yep.
Yeah, and just walks toward the States and is going to drop this bomb, which will destroy everything. Surfer's just like, wait, hold on. How do you know all this?
Hold up. Hey.
I think this is where it gets revealed that the doctor actually wanted this to happen. He's the one that reactivated Doomsday Man because he wants the world to suffer or something.
Anyways, you know, evil doctor that'll
basically, yeah.
So Surfer takes the bomb away from Doomsday Man.
Robot guy.
Can we call him Blue Iron Man? Because that's kind of what he looks like.
He looks
like an angry
Iron Man.
Blue Iron Man.
I mean, sure, go ahead.
He looks like the original, like, the steel suit. Yeah.
The yellow suit?
No, I was talking about, like, the movie one.
Oh, okay. a little bit, yeah.
Anyways, he throws the bomb, it blows up in space, which has no repercussions whatsoever.
Nope, never. I'm pretty sure that's not going to come back.
And then everybody's like, he let that doctor guy get killed by Doomsday Man. What a bastard. Why doesn't the cops arrest the Silver Surfer? And then Silver Surfer's like, fuck you guys, I'm trying to help. And he walks away.
Yeah, Doomsday Man was he was starting to fall down a hole or something. And the doctor's like, all my plans are going to be ruined if we let him fall down. And Doomsday Man's like,
splat.
Doesn't say anything. He just like smacks him and kills him, yeah.
Yep, never says anything.
Nope.
He was a silent.
Silent
man.
Killer. Yeah, that's how we end that first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Silver Surfer story.